It said the natural man cannot understand, but the spiritual man can. The child of God can. Why? Because I've given him not the spirit of fear, but I have given him. He didn't have it till I gave it to him. And if I hadn't given it to him, he'd have never had a sound mind. When you're alienated under the kingdom of Satan, under the influence of the devil, you are lost, you are a sinner, and are by nature the children of wrath with the nature that goes with it. Your thinking is affected by a carnal mind. Now that's a day's thinking, if you just take that as a jawbreaker and think it over. That's why the world does so many things that we call stupid, because they just don't have nothing better to work on. They may have a very high position, but their thinking's not right. Now, I'm not saying they don't have any sense, and they can't figure problems, and they can't do a lot of things. But, you know, it says, God says they have books, they have high schools, they have grade schools, they have universities, they have colleges, they have institutes, and they can go and get the cap. And God looks down at it, and he said they're ever learning. They are ever learning. Now, when I make that statement, that means this. It means they have a source of intelligence. If a person has gone from kindergarten to regular grade school and high school, and then he goes to a university or to college, and then to a university, and he goes to and keeps on and on and on, that's ever learning. You see, that's ever learning. God said in the end time, they would be ever learning, but never able. You see, it wasn't that they could stay in there a few more years and finally make it. If they stayed in there till they had whiskers down to their chin, or down to their knees, I mean, and if they were decrepit and walked with a walking cane, they would never be able to make it. They're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What they have built themselves upon, what they have established, what they have got in their brain and mind is their own thinking, their own learning, but it is not the knowledge of the truth. We have all kinds of preachers turned out of universities that have been there 7 years and get the cap, go behind the pulpit, and you ask them if Jesus Christ is the virgin birth, born again, born by the Virgin Mary, was he the Son of God, and will his blood atone for the sin today? And they look at your life and say, that's stupid. I said, there's thousands of them that'll tell you it's stupid. Why? Because they learned above that. They was ever learning, but never able to come to knowledge of truth. They laugh at the blood. They laugh at Jesus Christ wasn't actually the Son of God. He's a great man, good man. He wasn't either. If he wasn't the Son of God, he's the biggest liar that ever walked the face of the earth. And he was an imposter. Not a little one either. He had been the biggest imposter that the world has ever known, or he is who he said he is. He's the Son of God. But now when they do not, why today, just the other day, they were questioning the fact, why, where did Jesus ever come right out and say he was the Son of God? He said it many places. He said it many places. Not only did he say it, he didn't have to say it. Others said it about him. God himself said, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. They're there. They have the same Bible we have. They ever learn 7 years of dedicating to study the Word, and dumb, they don't know anything about it. You ask them this, I'm sick, I need to be healed. Now, since you've studied that book and you have learned so many things about it, you've dedicated yourself to learning what's right and what's wrong and the truth, I want you to pray for me. Pray for you? What do you mean? What do you mean, pray for you? Well, I'm sick, I got a cancer, and I want God to heal it. Oh, well God don't do anything like, well, didn't he used to do it? Didn't he say he's the same yesterday and forever? Didn't he say God put the gifts in the church? Didn't he say go in all over and preach the gospel to every creature and preach it to the end of the world? Didn't he say that? Well, yeah, but wait a minute. He said, and these signs shall follow. They lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but now the Greek, and here they go. And they'll never come up with an answer, but what they say, they've been taught, and they believe it. They're ever learning, and if they stayed in there 20 more years, it wouldn't come out any different. They'd be more warped. If they stayed in 2 more years, they wouldn't finally say, well, I believe we're warped about this thing. It looks like the longer they stay in there, the deader they are. Now, they're warped about water baptism. Many of them are warped about communion, and they're warped about the new birth. They're warped about our relationship with God while we're right here as sons of God. They are completely warped about the coming of Jesus. They're warped about the sonship of Christ as being a mediator. And they are warped about the Godhead. They don't understand it. Now, the things they have dedicated themselves to study for 7 long years to come out to be to get the doctor's degree on, they are dumb on and they don't know it. God said they're ever, 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 ever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God unless that man has been born again before he goes there and starts studying the Bible. Unless he's had a new birth, he can study all he wants to, and you can't make God a liar. If you stayed there 20, 30 years, said, I'm going to make God a liar, I'll stay here 20 more years and get it. If you stay 20 more years, you'll warp more than ever. The natural man cannot, or ever will. Natural man cannot understand the things that are of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them. You say, well, where in the world does it say that? 2nd chapter, 1 Corinthians. Neither can he know them. You can sit down and say, now look, boy, let me look right in the eye. You see, here's what the word says. And he look at you and grin, and you turn around and leave him. Come back the next day, same, hadn't changed a bit. One fellow saying to me, he said, you ought to believe what I believe. If you believe what I believe, so you could pack that thing out. I said, well, that's nice. Only thing is, I can't see where what you're believing is right. And so I said, I'll ask you just one little scripture. And I gave him one scripture that Jesus said. I said, if your doctrine's right, how in the world could Jesus say this? I said, read it. That's what it said. And I gave it to him step by step. I said, the Bible said that? Yeah. And I said, well, now explain that. With a nice, courteous smile, all Brother Hibbard said, well, I wish you understood. I said, can you explain that? Well, you know, said, I just wish you could just see, though, like I believe. I said, yeah, I wish you could, too, but I've got about a dozen or 15 or 20 more scriptures, just like one I gave you. I gave him another real quick, and he still smiled. Why? Because they cannot understand. The natural man cannot. And remember this, you can train a chicken to pick up corn and go over and ring a bell. You can do that. But you can't train a human being to understand the things of God if they're alienated, if they're a child of the devil, if they're in the kingdom of Satan, if they have the nature of sin, and if they are by nature the children of wrath. They have a carnal mind, and you can't make anything else. And the Word of God tells us they're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, when any of us comes to God, we come to the Lord, and we get born again. And the Bible said that when that happens, that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but he, God, has given unto us a spirit of love, peace, and a sound a sound mind. Now, did we already have it? No. He said you didn't have it. But God has not given unto us spirit of fear, but love, peace, and a sound mind. Now, God that made us, and he knew what happened in the fall. He knew what happened in the fall. It affected man. And so now, the very smartest that you can get, now they can get smart enough that they can shoot a man into space and put him on the moon. And you'd say, are you that smart? I am not that versed in electronics. However, we did have some of our born-again men sitting on the dial down there. They depended wholly to bring them down safe if they panicked coming down on the moon. And it happened to be that I know the man. He is a member of a church in Houston, saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. He was right there on the panel. And it wasn't that other men that were unsaved and ungodly that didn't have worldly knowledge. God did not say they wouldn't have worldly knowledge. On the contrary, he said they will have. They'll have worldly knowledge. They will be brainy. And knowledge shall increase. Knowledge, earthly knowledge, natural knowledge shall increase. They'll invent things that you can't hardly believe in our electronic field. I'm not saying you've got to be a Christian to invent something. I'm not talking about worldly knowledge. I'm not talking about worldly smartness. I'm talking about real, genuine spiritual truth. You ask them about tomorrow. Brother, they'll go, and if you ask them about certain things, the other day they had everything figured out, and they said this universe was so old. And in a few days they came out, and they had made 16 billion years a mistake. And they just won't apologize, just a light mistake. They had missed it 16 billion years. Well, to be frank with you, they didn't know what they're talking about. There are some things they know. Now, I've got sense enough to know that this earth is pretty old, and it can be older than any of them think, as far as I'm concerned, because that doesn't matter. But I do know when God put man here, that's 6,000 years ago when he put man. But I know the world was here. All of it is here. And it was, had been here for a long while. And it shows signs that it had been here. But the earth was here, but it was without form and void. And darkness is upon the face of the deep. But the earth is here. All the rocks is here. Had been here for no doubt millions of years. Now, when God sent a change on this earth, and when they go to tell you, you know, they're so warped about things about how man got here. They've got to tell you something. But now we know they're warped about that, don't we? And you know what? I just study the Bible in general. And I didn't even take a special course on where man came from. But I'm smart enough to tell you how he got here and all about it. And they have dedicated their whole life to it. And they'll tell you that we come from a monkey. And the monkey came from something else. And something else came from something else. If I know anything, everything that's on the face of this earth is replenishing itself, multiplying, and bringing back exactly. A rose that's a pink rose will never put out a red rose. And a white rose will never put out a red rose. No matter what kind of ground you put in, you can put a color of a red rose up there and come to it and cross your heart and say a little seance to it every day. Wave your hand over it. Shake it if you want to and say, be red, red, red. It'll come up white, white, white. Why? Because God said, reproduce after your kind.
Yeah.
A jackass looks exactly like one they had back in Abraham's day. We got one right out here, right back of me right now. He's about a half a block from where I am right now. And if he'd let out one of those little sounds of his, you'd know it was a jack out there. But you know what? He hasn't changed one bit in the world, and he never will change. And you know, a possum has never changed. A coon, a squirrel, a mockingbird. And I don't care what it is, nothing changes. They all stay. And man that walked the face of this earth back there in Abraham's day are the same as they are now.
Yes.
Now, some people say we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger as we go along. Whew. Looks to me like they got the record on backwards. We find where some of them pretty big back there. And I sure do see some pretty small ones here today. But let's just put it this way. They had different kind of sizes back in the days of Adam after his day. They had different sizes in the days of the flood. They had different sizes in the days of Abraham. They had giants. And then we find when Caleb was here, they had giants, but they had some 5-foot ones. They had some 6-foot ones. And I was in a restaurant the other day, and a fellow came in to a great big 8-foot door. And as he came in, he stooped down and came in. She said, look at that guy. She said, wouldn't you hate for him to set on you? I sure would have. I sure would have. But now what I'm saying, we still have big men. We still have little men. We still have dumb clocks because they had them back there and we got them today. They're telling you we come from a tadpole. Ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yeah. So the world today, they don't know anything about death. They try to tell you what's going to happen after death. They don't know that. They'll try to tell you what the world's going to do and it's going to go so many million years and it's going to cool off, do this. Well, just stop a minute. The Bible tells us what it's going to do. God tells us, and we have sense enough to believe God. I'll come back to my scripture again and say this. The Bible says, when my people come to me and are born again, I will give them not the spirit of fear. Now, I'm going to say this. Unsaved people that are not serving God, I don't care who they are and how what a bully they are. There's been people talk to Jack Dempsey, people talk to the men in the ring that could whip anybody in the world. They were world champs. They'd talk to them and get them to open up. There are certain elements of their life they have fear. There are certain portions of their life that they have fear. They have uncertainties. And there's a lot of those fellows so afraid of death until they can't stand it. There was one of the fellows, the most richest fellow in this country. He gave away, he didn't have Cadillacs, he had a fleet of them. He gave away Cadillacs like we give away a Christmas present at Christmas. He had money any amount he wanted. But you know what? He was on such a chain of dope that it is proven, an absolute proven fact, and gone out over the air on all stations. Doctor statements that he was in such a high position he would stand up when they knew good and well it was going to kill him if he kept on that rate. And when they crossed him up, he said, give me what I want or I'll buy the thing and put you out of business. Which he could have done. Now what's the whole thing? It was the sedatives in him was pulling him in two directions. One was giving him rest, trying to calm him down. The other was shooting him up, and there was a part of him that felt the need of a boost up. I want to get a pop up. I want to get a shot up. And the other was pulling him this way. His system was being under such a tremendous pull. Until the last day of his death, I think there were 21 tablets, 21 sedatives, 21 dope things went into his body. What's he running from? One day he was born again, saved, and one day he knew what the Holy Ghost was. He sang under the anointing. He sang without condemnation, but now the world has got him. He finds himself sinking in a false security, and to try to drown his mind, he is trying to fight against it. Oh, what a horrible plight to try to run from something. As I said a while ago, you could have seen that fellow pass by, and you could have said, oh boy, if I could only be in his shoes. Look at him in the back of that car. He's got a chauffeur. Look at that automobile. Oh, look at that mansion on the hill. Not only that, look at the one he's got down here, and look at the one he's got out of California, look at the one he's got out there on that island. And when he goes into a store, they wait till it's closed. Everybody stays there. Everybody gets out. He comes in, and they give him personal attention. And that is exactly what happened. When he'd go to a theater, nobody else would be there. They would isolate it and let him sit there with his bodyguards while he looked at the theater by himself. That was all right for a week or so. But all at once, it becomes a deep, not only a prison, it becomes into a place where you become a padded cell. You can't see light. You can't be normal. You can't be a normal human. Now try to get out of that situation. You reach out for everything you can as a crutch. But oh, the peace of God. Do you think this preacher's telling you the truth? Could I go to millions of people that have had some of the richest people in the world died a terrible pauper? Hughes, may I speak of him? The ones that stood by his bedside and knew him better than his own mother ever dared to know him said that it was unbelievable, the life of fear. He was afraid if any of his very closest friends would hand him something, that he would be eternally damned and doomed to die with germs if he didn't somehow, and he almost starved himself to death because he was afraid of every bite he put in. But brother, I can sit down and eat anything, no matter where it comes from, because I say, Father, sanctify it to the good and nourishment of my body. And I read in the good old Bible, eat it, for it is sanctified. Not because the stamp is on it from the government. It is sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. When we eat it after we ask our God to sanctify it, and we have to eat it with no fear, and we can digest it while others may have a twisting stomach ache and vomit. We can walk away, it'll not hurt us.
Right.
Am I telling you the truth?
Now,
to believe that, does that bring a little peace? The Bible said, fear not he that's in the world, for he that's within you is greater than he that's in the world. And God said, by this, by a postscript, you know, put it down at the bottom, a little more I've got to say. He said, if God does not keep the city, the watchman walks in vain. If God doesn't keep the city, you might as well dismiss your guards, because they're not going to do no good. Because the guard can't stop them. It is the hand of God that can keep safety. So therefore, fear not he that is in the world, for he that is within you is greater. Now all you got to do is believe that. So many folk today, you know, they're out there, they lacking that solid mind, sound mind, something sound. We'll say, now, I don't want to buy this year. Well, how come? We was about ready to sign, I know it. But it doesn't have a sound foundation. Or it doesn't. And you show them that the foundation is not sound. How many, if you buy a house, how many wants a sound foundation?
Yes.
Now, when it is anything, no matter what it is, if it's lacking soundness, it means it's not solid. It's not pure. If they sell you a solid gold ring and it's just a fake with a little crust, just a little thin plate of gold over it, that's not sound. Am I right? That's not sound. Why? Because it's not pure. It's not genuine. It's genuine. Now, it said God gives us. It comes from God. Doesn't come from man or books. Doesn't come from a high school or from a grade school or from some other place. But God has given unto us. Who is us? Us is the people of God. You know, the Bible in that talks about the people. The world's got 3 billion people in it, or more now, I guess. Close to 4 billion. But they're just, what would you call them? Well, they may be people. But in the midst of all these people, there is a group that God calls a people. Ye which were not a people are now the people of God. The people of God. Another place, it says that where God gave the covenant, that he would be our God, and we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation. A holy nation. We are not classed in God's sight as the ones out in the world because we're not natural. The natural man cannot understand. But we are the kind God brings us in, and he said he has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, peace, and a sound mind. Our mind's what it ought to be. Now let's go back to Ezekiel and see if God had this in mind back then. The sound mind comes when God does something to your mind. When he does something to your mind. Now, he says back there, he says, this is a covenant, 36th chapter of Ezekiel, about 14th verse, Ezekiel 36. He said, this is the covenant that I'm going to make with Israel and my people at the end, down there. He said, a new spirit. I'm going to give them a new spirit. First of all, I'm going to take out their spirit. Their spirit's wrong. And a new heart. A new heart will I put within them. And a new mind. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ. Finally, brethren, have the mind of Christ. What kind of mind? The mind of Christ. Now, there's two kind of minds, carnal and spiritual. The spiritual mind is the mind of Christ. The spiritual mind is the one that comes with the spiritual man. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature, all but the head. No, he's a new creature, head and all. If any man be in Christ, he is a patched up man. No, he is a new creature. Spirit, soul, mind, and body. Now then, when I get through it, I was 5 minutes before I come to God, I was alienated from God. I was in sin. I was spiritually dead. I was blind, and I was dead spiritually. But when I come to Christ, I'm delivered out of the powers of Satan unto God. Out of the kingdom of Satan, under the kingdom of God's dear Son. Out of darkness into light. I am from the nature of sin to the nature of God. We're by nature the children of wrath. I am now the child of God. You see? Now, what has happened to me, according to God's promise back in Ezekiel, also in Jeremiah, the same things in another. Three places God foretold, I'll do this. I'll put a new spirit in them, and I'll put a new heart in them. And I will also take my Holy Spirit, and I will put my spirit in them. I will, first of all, I'll exchange their own spirit. I'll put a new spirit in them. Now, that's not God's spirit. That's a new spirit I'll give them. You know, when you come to God, your spirit's different. You know it? And you are what your spirit is. You know it? That's right. If I changed my spirit, I'd be another person. There's no way you could connect me with J.C. Hibbert if my spirit is changed. Why? Because my spirit makes up, my mind spirit makes up what I am. And the Bible said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Am I right? So then, the new creature has to do with a new spirit and with a new heart and a new mind. He said, I used to write my laws in the cold stones, rocks. But he said, now I will write them upon the tables of your heart, and in your mind will I put them. The colleges cannot put them there. It takes God to put them there. And it said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, peace, and a sound mind. I know what this world is coming to. I know what it's going to be like 100 years from now, according to the Word. I know what it's going to be in its situation 1 billion years from now. I know what this world will be according to the Word, and I can give you a chapter and verse and prove it. And I know where we will be 1,000 years from now. I know where we'll be. And I know what the status will be. I know who will be the boss. And I know what kind of an environment we'll have. I could preach a sermon on it. I know all about it. Why? Because God said prophecy is as a light. Shiny in a dark place. You walk up, the garage dark as midnight, and you walk up and you open up the doors black as everything. You don't know whether there's a car in there or a wheelbar or a dog in there getting ready to leap at you, or whether there's a tarantula on the floor, or a possum in there getting ready to run. You don't know what's in there. It may be a bouquet of flowers on the wall, but you don't know nothing. You take a great big powerful light, throw it on, and all at once, every nail comes into place. Every bucket on the wall. There you see the wheelbar. You see the bucket. You see everything. You see the grease on the floor where the automobile's been. Everything comes. Why? Light came on. Prophecy is as a light shining in a dark place. God didn't ask us what it'd be like. He declared the end from the beginning. He didn't tell them, I wonder if you're going into captivity. He said, you are going in. And listen to me, you'll stay 70 years. And you won't get out until 70 years up. And there's a baby boy that's not even born. His name is Cyrus. He will be born. He'll be of age. He'll be on the throne. And Cyrus by name will give the command to go and rebuild Jerusalem. Time passed by. And as the clock ticked by, they went into captivity. They stayed 70 years. I go to the man of the street. I said, who's the empire? Who's the leader? Who's the emperor of this nation? His name is Cyrus. Where's his throne? Said, up yonder at the capital. I go up there and walk in, get an interview. Said, Mr. Cyrus, God spoke of you over 70 years ago. He said he did, yep. And he told me that he's going to give the command to go and rebuild Jerusalem. He said, I just got through doing it. Why? Because man cannot deviate and make God a liar. God cannot lie. He foretells what's going to happen. Most everybody on earth now is going to wind up in hell. There's a few called the elect is going to miss it. That's the believers. All the rest of them going to hell. And no matter what they believe, what doctrine they have, they'll go to hell. And they're going to be separated from God. But the righteous shall do righteous. None of the wicked will understand. Who said it? Daniel did. He was anointed of God, said the wicked will not understand. Today, the wicked does not understand. But are you glad we're not children of the night?
Yes.
We are a people. We are the people. We are going to a place. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place. A place, and what's a place for? A place is for a people. I'm a people. He said, we're at one time, we're not a people. At one time, we're not a people, but are now the people of God. Why am I the people of God? Because I've been born again. Because I've had a new spirit. Because I've had a new heart. Because I've had a new mind. And I have a sound mind. Now, I don't want you to misjudge what I've said. There are smart people in the world that have worldly knowledge. They can know what two and two is. And they can depend on it. And you can say, well, now, if we come according to the law of multiplications, and I say to a fella, what is two and two? I'm putting down $2 here and $2 here. Tell me how many we have. He'd look at me and say, I don't have to think or figure. You got four. Good. All right. Now, he knows that because that is a law he has confidence in. Because the law of multiplication tells us that two and two is four. He believes it. Now, look, they've got more confidence in that law of multiplication than they have God Almighty. God Almighty tells them that if you'll answer prayer, if you'll pray, I'll answer your prayer. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, he tells what his will is. He tells, my will is to heal your body. My will is to heal your body. You say, well, now, if it's your will, you're praying contrary. That if is keeping you from getting what you need from God. Now, does that multiplication say, well, now, maybe today it might be four, but it could be four. No, you say it is four, according to law. According to God's law, when God promises anything, it's more sure than the law of multiplication. When God said, I'll answer prayer, if you believe, if you put an if on it, you cancel out belief, you don't get anything. But when you come to God, you pray, and you said, God, I've done it, then believe on it, stand on his word, and God's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Any promise God's made, he'll back it up. How many believe that?
Amen.
Now, what do we have to praise God for? One thing, we have a sound mind. The rest of them got a little crack in it. I'm not talking about him. He's been born again. But is there any other way to interpret it? You can't interpret it. Save your life. God's people has an advantage on the natural people.
Right.
We're not a natural people. We're a spiritual people.
Yes.
But do we appreciate that? Do we take advantage of it? Do we walk like children of light? Do we conduct ourselves in the midst of a world, perverse world, around about, ungodly? But it said, as sons of God, we shine in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. And that's exactly what it does. One thing we thank God for, we can understand. I can understand what life is all about. I can understand what life is all about. I hooked on to God's great program. How long has it been going? You might figure a certain great long figure with that many oughts to it, but you haven't even begun to guess it. God's program has been going on a long, long time, but way down in eternity, we hooked on 6,000 years ago, and God gave just a short little elapse of time called the plan of salvation with man. And we are found in the midst of this little tiny spot here. And that's what life is about. We're not put here to get an education, money in our pockets, eat 3 meals a day, live it up, ignore God and go to hell. That's not his purpose. Our one purpose, we're put here as a dressing room for eternity. For the dressing room for eternity. The world don't understand that, so what do? Cadillacs, money, banks, notes. I want this, I want that, I want the other. But when it comes right down inside prayer, worship, seeking God, and being alert at the hour in which we're living, we have drowned ourselves in the pleasures of the world. Is that the truth? That's the truth of the world today. Now, the world right now is fearful. Our generals are fearful. Our captains are fearful. Down inside, because they don't know what an hour will bring forth. When you look and you see a sea of people with all their fists raising on your television, you see 1.5 million people out there. They think enough of it to leave the biscuit dough back there. Come out, take the apron on, and here you have women, you have even kids, you have all the boys and girls and all, and you see them, and they don't know the truth. All they know, there's a fuss, and they're mad at somebody. They don't sit down and rationally say, well, have we done exactly the wise thing? Have we done the right thing? Have they been guilty of just going ahead and jumping on everybody else? No. Well, no, they don't care. Why? If there's a sound, loud noise, down with America, down with Carter, and they want to kill these ones they're holding. That's the way they think. You know why? There's a crack up here. They're sound thinking people over in Arab. There was interviewing one last night on the TV, and they asked him what he thought about it. He said, well, I don't think Christians should return wrath for wrath. There you are. There's one of that A bunch I'm talking about that passed over, and he was an Arab born like the rest of them, but he had sound sense. He was saying, I don't believe this is the way to go about having a settlement. But brother, the world is thinking that way, and because it thinks that way, God foretold it that it'd be the way it would be, and it would bring the world into a clash that unless God stepped in and stopped it, there would not be no flesh saved. Boy, they're dying fast. When God said, if I don't step in quick, there won't be nobody left. We've got atomic bombs. We've got all kind of weapons of war, and they're going to use them. They don't use their head, because the head is smart on some things, but it's never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is a part of the Bible that many of us don't sit down and study out for ourselves every day. And maybe it's been a year since you've had these thoughts that I brought out this morning. But they're God's thoughts, and there's about 20 or 30 more I could bring out if I had time. But my time's up. How many are glad you have a sound mind? How many believe the sound mind goes with the new creature? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. I want to stay filled with the Spirit. No mind is so warped as one who has been straightened out and go back in and become subject to the kingdom of Satan.